We would like to speak to you about permission. One of the really important principles that certainly was not taught to woman at all. What was taught to woman is a thing we say is permission after. And it's true that some men have been involved in this kind of thing as well. But almost all women have been involved with this. So what is permission after? It is starting from the simple thing. It is permission after I take care of everything in my home. Then after I take care of everything with my job. And then after I take everything with my friends, after I take care of everything. And when you look at the list that has to happen before you have permission, you will begin to see that this is a life without permission, and that permission is denied to us very often by us. Now, that may have not been true when you were growing up or when you were in certain conditions in the world. We have all worked for jobs where there was not permission for you to do anything joyful because the demands of that job were ridiculous and never ended. No ending. There are some family situations like that. There are some relationship issues like that. And so when we talk about permission, we are going to talk about breaking all of the old rules. And what does that mean? What does permission mean? Well, for the really important things, it means permission to laugh. It means permission to enjoy. It means permission to fill. It means permission to share joyfully. But our emphasis here is on joy. And we mention it now because we know you are all feeling the heaviness of what is going on in the world around you. And what is a beautiful thing that you offer is your prayers. Those are very beautiful. But you may feel a bit strange then about laughter and about joyful things and about things that make you feel alive. It is almost in the old belief system that you do not have the right to those until all the pain of the world is settled. And that cannot be the way you live. You must have permission for joy, because joy is an offshoot of love. And the polar opposite of fear is love. And so we want to be in the area of love and all of its antecedents. And joy is one of the main antecedents of love. Some of the others are release, permission to release. Permission to release your tension, permission to release worry, permission to release responsibility. We want to underline this one. Permission to release responsibility for the decisions of your past. You must consciously release those, because if you do not, you will find that you are carrying them with you. And there is nothing loving or joyful about that. This, of course, is one you know about, but we will certainly put it in this teaching. And that is permission to know that you are enough. Right now, in this moment, for the life you are living now. Permission to be enough for that life. And that also would be one of the antecedents of love and of loving kindness as well. So when we can begin to think about these things, and sometimes it is difficult, but we do not want you to be caught on that idea that the entire world must come to peace, even though it is a dreadful time in your world and we know it. But you being unjoyful, you being unloving, you being not enough, none of that is going to put into the energy pool of the world what really needs to go there. You can feel when there is direness that you are looking at, how much energy it pulls out of the energy pool. It pulls it out, and of course it does. That is not being critical. It simply does that. It is the way it draws attention. It is taking energy. We want to be in a place where we become conscious about giving energy back. Now, we want to remind you of something you all know. You've all heard it and you all know it. And it is the way you greet the world. When you are unconscious about who you are meeting, who you are seeing, what you are doing, the thing you are not doing is you are not putting any joyful energy into the world. When you see someone, even if you do not know them, maybe especially if you do not know them, and you can greet them with a smile, that smile contains joyful energy. It says, I am here, we are both human, and I know it. And that smile can do, it is not a fake thing. It is a recognition. And recognition is one of the great gifts of love. And it is a great representation of joy as well. Now here is the thing. You do not need that person to smile back at you. This we will perhaps work on this in the workshop a bit. But your power is in what you let move through you. It is not in waiting for what it does with another person. That is a dangerous way to walk in the world. But if you can meet a stranger on the street and feel full and smile, knowing that that smile is an acknowledgement of humanity, you are putting energy then back in the pool. Back in the pool. And very often, and some of you know this, that person may not respond, but the energy goes into their field and stays with them, whether they responded in the moment or not. It is a whole area of service that you sometimes do unconsciously, but it is a great area of service. And there are many more like it. But for now, we are going to talk about this, the importance of drawing in joy, because that joy and love are needed in the world pool. Because so much of it is being taken out because of a dreadful circumstance that is being dealt with now. So permission, permission. So we will take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the blue of peace all around you. Breathe in peace. Exhale fear. Breathe in lightness. Exhale heaviness. Feel the cleansing energy from the earth come up into your body. Let it cleanse your root and your second center and your solar plexus. And any pain in your heart, in your throat, in your third eye, in your crown, and let the cleansing energy come up through your body and take all tension and worry with it and pour out through your crown, leaving you lighter and freer. Bring your attention into your heart center and see the beauty of this place you have created for yourself. See the flowers that grow. Feel the wind that blows to keep your heart clean and clear. Go to the place where there is water and drink the water to refresh your spirit. And look around your heart center and see that there is a path that is illuminated. And step onto the path and let the path begin to take you upward with no effort. You do not try, you do not struggle, you do not strive. You simply step on the path of freedom that is the one that has been given to you and let that path move you upward. Be aware that the air is full of blessings all for you and that what you breathe is what heals you and makes you strong and nourished and joyful. And let the path take you upward to a place of dark blue sky and see that energy everywhere. Watch it go across the sky and know that this dark blue carries the energy of high learning. And know that high learning is available to you with every, even the simplest move that you make. And this is the color that carries it to you. And if you have a question here where you would like to take in High Learning, ask the question now and allow the energy of High Learning into the heart of that question, so that as you walk, it will make itself known. Take a moment and do this. Set back on the path and let the path bring you upward, still breathing in the blessings that are all around you. And know that you are coming to a place where you are remembering all that you are and all of your enoughness returns to you, and all that is not enoughness falls away. Now, carrying your enoughness with you, step back on the path and let the path take you up to the place of the gift. Rest the mind and know the gift. When you've known the gift, turn and come back down the path. Still breathing in all that is good for you. And come to your heart center. And begin to breathe into your heart and into your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.